This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher. More than 20 years ago, Jeanette Sorrell was studying symphonic conducting at Aspen and Tanglewood, and she was a harpsichord student with Gustav Leonhardt in Amsterdam with no job prospects.
And strangely, within a couple of weeks, I received a call out of the blue from the Cleveland Orchestra, inviting me to come and interview for the position of assistant conductor, which was really surprising because I had not applied for the job, and it turned out that I was kind of on this list of the 15 up-and-coming young conductors. And during the course of the interview, I basically confessed that my real love was to work with period instruments and that I was not really pursuing a symphonic career. And that's not a wise thing to say if you want to get a job with the Cleveland Orchestra, but it was the truth. And the result of it was that the artistic administrator of the Cleveland Orchestra took me aside and said, "I've always wanted to see a Baroque orchestra happen in Cleveland, and I think you're the person to do it."
So thanks to the generosity of Roger Wright, in 1992, Jeanette Sorrell was able to create Apollo's Fire, a period instrument Baroque orchestra based in Cleveland. And much to Sorrell's surprise, they've just started their 21st season and recently released their 19th recording, Sacrum Mysterium, a Celtic Christmas Vespers. Each year, Apollo's Fire puts together a special Christmas program. This recording resulted from 6 sold-out performances from last season's original Christmas program created by Apollo's Fire and an ensemble out of Montreal called Le Neuf.
This one was inspired by the work of my Canadian colleagues, Sylvain Bergeron and Meredith Hall, who had both done a lot of work with Celtic Christmas carols, and I really loved what they had done, and I had the idea that we could sort of take it to the next step and perhaps turn it into a kind of Celtic Vespers service. I had this vision that the Celtic carols could be interwoven with some real early music, historic art music from Scotland or Ireland. And it turns out that that is quite a challenge because of the Reformation there. But what I was incredibly lucky to find was this 13th century Vespers service from Glasgow Cathedral. It's the Vespers of Saint Kentigern, who is the patron saint of Glasgow. We performed this in a very beautiful cathedral in Cleveland for the premiere. And it begins with a monk's Gaelic carol called Egan Eins Bethlehem, which means the babe in Bethlehem, which is a very beautiful folk melody, which the chorus and the soloists are all kind of processing into the cathedral as we sing this. This gives way to a lively Scottish carol called Dwan Nolaich, which is very rhythmic and pretty wild. It reminds me of Orff Carmina Burana. From there, we continue with transitioning into the Vespers of St. Kentigern, which is will sound to people like Gregorian chant. And this sort of then emerges with an Alleluia that I composed as kind of a transition from the plain chant into the folk aesthetic that would be happening outside the stone walls of the church in the streets of Scotland.
The companion DVD in this CD set offers a cinematic view of this concert, which is carefully choreographed.
We have a wonderful historic dancer named Steve Player, who we bring in often from Europe. And at the end of the concert, there's a very joyous carol called The Seven Rejoices of Mary, which then sort of bursts out into an Irish reel called Christmas Eve. And Steve is dancing during that, and he just kind of drags Meredith and me into the dance. We're a bit on the reluctant side because we are not as good dancers as he is, but by that point, I think people are just having fun.
And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.